الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين صدق الله العظيم. Once again, Majlis of Zikr, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's fazal that we have gathered over the past few Thursdays. We have been discussing Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's Muraqabah of Maut. We have been taking some verses from that Muraqabah. And I mentioned that this is a Majlis of Zikr, so therefore we try to develop the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this majlis. As far as Islam and the laws of Islam are concerned, they are so many that we have to spend our lifetime learning them. We have to find some time in our lives to learn them. There's so much to learn about namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, ibadat, muamalat, muasharat, everything. A Muslim is one who enters into the fold of Islam completely. He does not practice on some aspects of Islam. But at the same time, it is not something that is frightening. It is not something that is scary, that how can we practice on Islam? So many things about Islam, how are we going to learn and how are we going to practice? It's nothing. It's basic. It is simple. But for everything, we have to make a little bit of effort. But it is not an impossible task. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has not given the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam very difficult ahkam and laws as He gave to the Bani Israel and others. If some najasat had to fall on their clothes, it was not sufficient for them to just take it and wash it three times and say it is pak. They had to cut it out with the scissors. Now imagine a person, if najasat catches his garment in different places, then he must keep cutting from here, there and everywhere, and after that keep putting patches. See if Allah Ta'ala gave us the ahkam. Because they also were very difficult kind of people. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave them such kind of laws also. And many other laws. Islam is simple, practical, beautiful. Ajmal, ashal, akmal. That is the beauty of Islam. From whichever angle you look at it, there is nothing but beauty. In everything there is beauty. But to see the beauty of something, you have to have sight. If you tell a blind person that this woman is a very beautiful woman, the blind person cannot see. You say it's a beautiful tree, it's a beautiful car, it's a beautiful home, it's beautiful clothes the person is wearing. So the person says that to me, I don't know what you are talking about because I live in a world of total darkness. It is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's fazal that He has given us sight. But we must not think that those people who have got no sight, it is an azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Great, great sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu majma'een were blind. Many of them. Great tabi'is were blind. Tabi tabi'is were blind. Great mashayikh of ours were blind. Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes away the basarat and He gives them the basirat. The sight is taken away, the zahiri sight. But Allah Ta'ala then opens the eyes of their heart. And they see those things that we cannot then see. In their blindness, what they see, we cannot see. There are reports of angels visiting great, great walis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who were blind and they could see them. Now with what eyes did they see them? It was the basarat, basirat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them that kind of a heart. But what I am getting across to you is that to see the beauty of anything, there has to be sight. We're not talking about whether the person who is blind, whether it's azab or whether it is a rahmat of Allah ta'ala. All we are talking about is that you need sight to see anything that is beautiful. Now if a person is blind, then he cannot see. So just like that, if we are blind, if we are blind to the realities of deen, we don't have that knowledge of deen. We don't have that in-depth knowledge of deen. We haven't studied the Quran Sharif. We haven't studied the seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We opened our eyes in an environment of sin and vices and evil and darkness of the spiritual kind. And we also were engulfed with that darkness. Our hearts never experienced any kind of noor and light and tajalliyat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala all our lives. We did not taste the sweetness of iman in our lives. We spoke about iman. We talked a lot about us being Muslims, but we have no taste of that iman in our hearts. The halawat of iman, we don't know what it is. So then if somebody says that Islam is a beautiful religion, beautiful deen, there's nothing but beauty in it from whichever angle you look at it, then we say, but we don't seem to find it. So then we will say, go and have your eyes treated. There's cataract in your eyes. Go to an eye specialist and have the cataract removed. Then you will see everything. Then you will see the beauty of everything. The same way, have the cataract of your spiritual heart removed. Then you will see the beauty of Islam in everything. The salat, you will see beauty. What beautiful way of ibadat. There's beauty in it. If the person is making the salat in the appropriate manner, befitting manner, in his salat if there's khushu and khuzu, then in his ruku you will see beauty. In the sajda, when 1 million people go down in sajda in the Haram Sharif, or 3 million people, look at the beauty of that. A non-Muslim with an open mind, without any prejudice in his heart, has to just see the sajda of the Muslim, their forehead prostrated on the ground before Allah, just one Allahu Akbar, and everybody on the ground, and everyone saying Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la. The beauty of that sajda, only the person who has got the noor and tajalli in his heart, he can appreciate. But we take it for granted because we say we've been making salat 50 years of our life, 70 years of our life. And we have been making the salat also like pecking some grains from the ground, like how a hen pecks some grains from the ground. We have been making our sajdas like that. So therefore we don't see beauty in it. Otherwise in the salat of the Muslim there's beauty. In the fasting there's beauty. In zakat there's beauty. In hajj there's beauty. In the relationship between people, if you look at the ahkam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how should you meet? How should you talk? How should you behave? If we have to discuss those aspects, we'll see nothing but beauty in it. In the trading and transaction of a Muslim, there is beauty. But we don't see it. Why don't we see it? Because we, as I said, that we opened our eyes in an environment of sin, vices, evil, Western culture, Eastern culture, Hollywood culture, Bollywood culture. Now when we grow up with that kind of culture, then we see nothing but restrictions, we see limitations, we see some kind of imposition upon us, some kind of force upon us, do this, do that. It's not that. There's nothing but love in Islam. There's nothing but love and muhabbat in Islam. Those restrictions we find to be very, very difficult because we are growing up in that Bollywood, Hollywood culture. So if somebody says that they mustn't be intermingling, we say very difficult. How can we have our weddings, walimas and all, no intermingling? Somebody says must run your business without interest, say impossible. How can we run business without interest? Somebody says mustn't go to the casinos, discos, cinemas, don't watch haram on the TV, they say very difficult. How can we stay away from all that? Life will become boring. We because we grew up in that. But if that child had grown up in a home where there was all the time discussion of the beauty of Islam, and if we had developed the love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the heart of that child, then the child would have grown up realizing that Islam is a very, very beautiful deen, a way of life. Then we would have been seeing the weaknesses, the shortcomings, the deficiencies in all the other cultures. So the majlis of zikr, yes, that's what I was discussing. This majlis of zikr is to develop this love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through the ash'ar, through the ayat of the Quran Sharif, through the zikrullah, through the ahadith Sharif. What we try to achieve is the development of that love of Allah ta'ala. We must nurture it. We must water that seed of iman which is in our hearts. And when the love of Allah ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come into our hearts, then we will search for ibadat, zikr, tilawat, charities, caring of the poor, the needy, the destitute, assisting and helping, compassion, love, mercy, kindness, all these things. Then we will go out in search of that, that where can we display these characteristics. Then we won't go searching for sins. At present we go searching for sins. We are no more in that group that commits accidental sin. We are now in that group that goes searching for sins. We are searching for it, whether it is on the chat lines, on the mixit, television, radio, cinemas, bazaars, everywhere where we go searching for sins. Where can my nafs get some kind of enjoyment and pleasure? We completely forget that who is the one that has created us, who is the one in whose hands our life lies. And if He just orders the angel at that moment when the person is engaging in adultery, that take away the soul of this servant of mine, what will be his condition? Or he's in a cinema or disco. But shaitan doesn't allow us to think in that line. So what we say is that listen to this muraqabah of mouth, listen to the things that will develop love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take abundant name of Allah ta'ala, make zikrullah, so that it becomes easy to make amal on all other aspects of deen. It's not the end of all things, this majlis of zikr. It is merely the fuel that we require. When you put fuel into the car, then why do we put that fuel into the car? Do we put it there just after filling the tank, then the car, we park it in the garage all our lives? We put the fuel there so that the car may move on the highways and on the streets, and it may take us to distant places or wherever we want to go. That is why we fill up the fuel. So the zikrullah is merely that fuel. Now after filling up, then we have to make these cars of ours, our spiritual cars, our spiritual bodies, then move. The fuel for the rockets is different from that which they use for motorcycles. They don't use that same fuel for rockets, because that rocket has to go very, very high. So that fuel is also of a different kind. Now we want to fill up that kind of fuel which does not leave us on the ground. We are not going to run our cars on the streets and highways of our cities. We want to take off from the farsh and go up to the arsh. Our destination is the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ihsan and fazal upon the believers, that He gives them that opportunity to take off from the arsh and be on the farsh. Take off from the farsh and be on the arsh. Allah ta'ala gives them that kind of fuel. Sincere tawbah from all sins. Sincere tawbah from all sins. An implementation of the ahkam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our lives. And the person has taken off from the farsh and he is on the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All other rockets and spaceships, they go up to a certain height. The moon is only 240,000 miles away from the earth. The sun is a few million miles. Where have they gone? But the believer's heart, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made such that a little bit of purification and he takes off from the ground and he is on the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. Since we have brothers here from Port Shepstone, from Pietermaritzburg and Stanger and other places, so if, and our Isha is still 8 o'clock, so I will terminate here. We'll have some zikrullah, some dua, and make dua Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make it easy for us also to take off. Amen. How long are we going to remain on the ground? Like speck of dust. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil mera ho jaye ek meydane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek meydane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر. تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر. اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah,
Allah, Allah, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah,
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah.
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ, اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most merciful Allah, most merciful Allah, most tolerant Allah, most beautiful Allah. Oh my Sattar al-Uyub Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah, we have extended our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. We haven't extended before some idol that does not see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. My beloved Allah, we are extending them before you. Ya Allah, you are the creator of the heaven and the earth. You are the creator of the universe. Ya Allah, our life in your control. Our health in your control. Our sight in your control. Our hearing in your control. Our speech in your control. The ground on which we walk in your control. The homes in which we live, my beloved Allah, in your control. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you. Your treasures are unlimited. Your treasures are unlimited. My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Mere Allah, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai. Hum badkar hai, hum mujrim aur khatakar hai. Hum gande aur nalaiq hai. Mere Allah, hum sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. Whatever we may be, my beloved Allah, we are your slaves. Ya Allah, where do we go? There is no one for us besides you. We cannot turn to anyone besides you. Oh my beloved Allah, we have recognized you as our Rabb. We have recognized you as our Khaliq. We have recognized you as our Malik. We have recognized you as our Creator, our Sustainer, our Razzaq Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. We are extending our begging bowls before you. You have attached these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. Ya Allah, this very moment you are watching us. You are listening to us. You even are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds of nadamat, of shame. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed from the time we became of age up till now. Ya Allah, you could have destroyed us when we were committing sins. You could have paralyzed us when we were committing sins. Ya Allah, you could have ordered the earth to open up and swallow us up. You could have sent the gale force wind against us. You could have sent the flood waters against us. You could have sent the tsunamis against us. Oh my beloved Allah, you could have destroyed us in many ways, but how tolerant you are, how merciful you are, how forgiving you are, how generous and kind you are, how compassionate you are. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no one besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Mere Allah, mere pyare Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. Sins of our eyes, sins of our ears, sins of our tongues, sins of our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, day and night you pour your bounties upon us. Your bounties shower upon us day and night. Ya Allah, the whole universe for our benefit. Ha, mere Allah, hum kitne namak haram hai. Tera hi diya hua khana kha karke, teri hi na farmai. Ya Allah, we eat food provided by you. When the strength comes in our bodies, then we use the strength for your disobedience. Ya Allah, we challenge your might and power. Hum kitne nalayak hai. But my beloved Allah, we are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Hamari zindagi ka hal badal de. Change the condition of our lives. Change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, the interests of our lives have changed. Ya Allah, the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Ya Allah, unka zauk aur unka shauk jihad tha. The tilawat of the Quran Sharif, ibadat, zikr, service to mankind, invitation towards haq, invitation towards your deen. Ya Allah, unki zindagi isi par guzarti thi. Ya Allah, din aur raat ek hi fikr thi ke tu razi ho jaye. Day and night only one concern, that Allah must become pleased. Ya Allah, today our interests of life have changed. Ya Allah, din raat gunahon ke andar mulawwas, cinemas, television, filth on the internet sites, filthy magazines, all kinds of sporting activities, everything has taken away all our time. Mere Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, our hearts have gone beyond the stage that a bypass would help. We require a transplant of a spiritually sound heart. You have given man the science of transplant of hearts, my beloved Allah. Transplant a sound spiritual heart into our bodies. It is not difficult for you, my beloved Allah. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Khudaya, khudaya. فضل فرما. دل بدل گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں؟ How long my Allah are we going to walk the path of sins? گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں؟ بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل. A day is going to come when we have to depart from this world. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of evil passions and desires. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that it becomes extremely easy to do everything pleasing to you and to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we have begun to love sins. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Oh, my beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness because of our sins, then who do we turn towards? There is no other door that we can tap, no other home that we can make. Don't look at our weaknesses, our shortcomings, our sins and our faults. Ya Allah, look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. Ya Allah, ummat ka hal badal de. Change the condition of the ummat. Ummat par raham farma. Forgive the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Open the doors of maghfirat for the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Overlook the shortcomings, the weaknesses of the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam dearly loved his ummat. Day and night his only concern was his ummat. How much of his blood was shed for the sake of the ummat. How much he had to tolerate for the sake of the ummat. How much of torture and persecution. He was stoned in Taif, he was stoned in Uhud. Ya Allah, his Mubarak shoes become filled with his Mubarak. Ostracized 3 solid years in Shaab ibn Abi Talib. Ya Allah, that Haram Sharif where we make tawaf with such ease and comfort, where he went into sajda, filthy intestines of animals thrown on his back. Yet he was the closest to you, by Allah. For whom was he crying? For whom was his bloodshed? For the sake of the ummah. When he is informed that that ummah for whom you made so much of sacrifices, that ummah for whom you were stoned, that ummah for whom you suffered so much, the haya, the shame and the modesty of the ummah is gone. That ummah in cinemas, in discos, dance halls, pageant shows, Bollywood and Hollywood movies. Ya Allah, when he is informed that even in your Mubarak city, Madina Tayyibah, a few meters away from your Mubarak resting place, the filthiest of films are seen on the television screens. Filthy novels and magazines with filthy pictures in newspapers can be obtained in any street. Filthy music on the cell phones even near your Rosa Mubarak. Ya Allah, in his time the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara caused him injury and pain. Today we are the cause of his grief and his pain and his sorrow. On the day of qiyamah, if he has to catch our garment and ask us that, is this how you repaid me? Is this the appreciation you showed? Ya Allah, hum kya jawab dein? If he has to ask us, when my deen was leaving your homes and your bazaars and your marketplaces and your lives, not even a frown came on your forehead. In fact, you enjoyed the sins with those who were engaged in sins. Mere Allah, aaj raat hamare liye koi faisla kar le. Make a decision of change for us tonight, by Allah. How long? How long? Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaato? Badal de mera rasta, dil badal. سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل. یا اللہ bless us all with good health, physical health and spiritual health. There are so many who have met up with accidents. There are so many in hospitals, in clinics, in homes. So many undergone operations. So many undergoing operations. So many sick amongst us. Ya Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zaroor. Marizon ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein. My beloved Allah, bless us with complete shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful halal rizq and remove the difficulties. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, we are living in a vicious environment, vicious environment. Ab kidhar jaye? We are being lashed by fitnas from our right, from our left, from in front of us and behind us, from above us, pouring from the satellites. Ya Allah, kidhar jaye? Hamare hal par raham farma le. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, or popping drugs in our mouths, or in adultery, fornication, or watching some filth on the TV or the internet site, or any filthy magazine. Ya Allah, ummat-e-muslima. Someone is dying at the prostitute quarters, someone in the cinema, someone in the disco. Hamare hal par raham farma le. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu. Let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Baqi. If it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Barkat wali maut ata farma. Humse razi ho ja. Humse razi ho ja. Hey Mawla, humse razi ho ja. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Hone wale ijtima ko behad kamyab farma. Zyada se zyada logon ko tere raaste mein nikalne ki taufeeq ata farma aur apni zindagi ki islah ki taufeeq ata farma. Tere deen ko phailane ki taufeeq ata farma. Ya Allah, protect the masajid, the madaris, the khanqahs, protect the haramain sharifain. Ya Allah, protect all institutions of deen. Whoever is serving your deen, bless them with the tawfiq of ikhlas, sincerity in all amal. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering, the problems that the Palestinian Muslims are undergoing. Those in Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia, Darfur, and all other parts of the world. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand this part of the night before you. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires. Unki nek muradon ko pura kar de. And you are well aware of the hardship, the difficulty, the pain, the suffering that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you is undergoing. Remove their pain, suffering and hardships. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.